We all know the iconic SA brand Holden is on its way out, the nail in the coffin after the factory closure was earlier this year when General Motors announced they'd no longer continue the brand in Australia and New Zealand. While it spelled the end of thousands of jobs across the country, some dealerships are adapting and pivoting, including Dutton's in Murray Bridge and the Adelaide Hills, becoming a Ford dealership. Joining me now for a chat about it is Managing Director Jack Dowling. Hi there, Jack. How are you?
Oh, very well, Jenny. Yourself?
Yeah, really well today, thank you. And really glad to hear the end of an era doesn't spell the end of your organisation. You've been going for a very long time now.
Yes, 70 years. Dutton's were a very proud Holden dealer for those 70 years. And then, unfortunately, in February this year, they said goodbye to all of us. So we had a farewell, but we move on. So we're just delighted to bring in Ford into the stable of franchises, which is great for Dutton's. And we certainly hope to take Ford with us in long term into the future. Mm. If we could get it 70 years with Ford, we'd be pretty happy as well.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about the history of your organisation. And it sounds like it's been in the family a long time.
Yes. Well, Dutton's was started in 1949 with Ned Dutton. So Ned was an old stock agent, had come back from the Second World War, and General Motors had seen this guy who was a bit of a character and was a stock agent up in Bordertown, and he'd also been in the hills. So they asked Ned to come to Murray Bridge, and Ned bought, which is still the original site. So Ned became a car dealer back in those times, and then through his two boys, of which Eddie, my father-in-law, so Eddie got into the business as a young man. So I think we had, Ned was a 25-year dealer, so was Eddie, and then I came into the business. I married Eddie's eldest daughter, Julia, so Julia and I now own the business and our four children. So, you know, it's just a South Australian family business, and we have to keep adapting with the times and moving forward. But pardon the pun, but to have, you know, that continuation and that sort of Dutton's legacy is a major part of who we are. And, you know, it's my job now to continue it on to the next group of some of our children come through into the future.
Yeah. So have you got some Ford vehicles ready to go, ready to sell?
Well, lucky we're in the studio today because the Ford signage has gone up, going up as we speak. So it's very noisy down at the dealership at the moment, Jenny. But we've got the Ford Ranger and the Everest and all of the cars there that have turned up. So we had a great photo yesterday morning of the Ford Pylon sign, which is the big sign at the dealership. Turned up on one truck, and then a truckload of cars turned up as well of Ford. So we haven't got our Ford Mustang, but we think it may even be there when we get back. So he's hoping.
Oh, fantastic. So what does that mean, though, for people with Holdens if they need to get serviced?
Great question, Jenny. So the agreement with Holden is that they will continue on providing service and parts to customers for 10 years. So there's absolutely no problem. So we've certainly been communicating with all our Dutton's customers. Their Holden servicing and warranty and all of that will continue. And our Holden customers have been absolutely fantastic, and we're still getting a lot of Holden people coming back, a lot of business. So that's really, really good. But then again, we have to offer other opportunities for our customers for their next car and moving forward. So whilst we've said goodbye from that perspective, we're all are servicing and there's no worries about that for the next 10 years. So that's great for
that's great for
our customers.
It's going to be weird though when you're at the next motorsport event and who you go for.
Yes, correct. Where I grew up on the farm, my dad was an old Ford man. So I've got a 1981 Dick Johnson T-shirt, which I've shown the guys at work. So I was a bit of a closet Ford man and a boy back in the day. So
contentious.
I'll be able to barrack for the Blue Oval now.
Oh, excellent.
Out in the open.
That's wonderful. I hear you've got some open days coming up at the Murray Bridge Dutton's.
Yes, so we've just waited until we get all the cars and the signage up, which is all going up as we speak. So what we'd love to do is for all of our customers and everyone in the area and all the listeners, on Friday the 4th and Saturday the 5th of December, we're going to have an open day or two days, and we're going to have the full range of cars there and just invite everyone to come in, have a bit of a carnival atmosphere. We'll be having barbecues and things like that, and we'll have some giveaways for the children, and we'll have plenty of cars out there and for everyone just to try them. So it's probably foreign for a few people that have been with our other brands, but we want to make it a big couple of days, and obviously just everyone to come in and have a bit of a drive and a bit of fun.
And any particular model that you're excited about?
Well, I love driving a dual cab ute. I'm a ute driver, so I like the Ford Ranger, but everyone's different, and I'm sure... But having said that, the V8 Mustang's quite a nice car as well, Jenny. Lovely, but I haven't driven one yet. I'm waiting for it to arrive, so I might change my mind.
Is that what you guys do on your lunch breaks? You just go for a spin?
No, we have to be, we've got to be hard at it.
Ah, fair enough. Hey, really lovely to have you in the studio, Jack Dowling. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jenny, and all the best. Thanks very much.